So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine the difference between a drinking straw, a garden hose, and a fire hose. Because this is how you manifest. You see, most people that we talk to who are stuck are at the level of the drinking straw. You see, there's so much more water that can, a drinking straw has a tiny little diameter, and only so much water can be sucked through it at any given time. It's just the way it is. A garden hose has a much bigger diameter, and a lot more water can flow through it, making it easier to water the plants or get water from here to there. A fire hose, on the other hand, has a much bigger diameter and can put a tremendous amount of water through it immediately. What you're about to learn is the introduction to a program that we call meta-manifesting. And with meta-manifesting, the key is to notice what is the diameter of your hose. And once you do that, you get to use the methods that you're about to learn to expand that diameter to the most open possible. We want to get you going from drinking straw to garden hose to fire hose so that you can get what you want much more effectively and much more completely in life. So how do you get into drinking straw mode? I want you to look at the chart in front of you. In that chart, one of the things that you're going to notice is this. There are different levels. At the very smallest level, we've got the level of the body, where we have emotions such as apathy, fear, lust, desire, and anger. So what happens is people will tend to identify with the body. Consciously, subconsciously, if you identify with the body, you're going to find yourself imagining things at the level of apathy, just as you go throughout your day, and they'll even contaminate your sessions sometimes. So, it's not just apathy. You're going to notice all those lower levels because they all come from that seeming feeling of separation that comes from identification as a body. You see, if you find yourself imagining stuff like, apathy goes like this. Well, this is the way things are. Nothing's going to change. Nothing I can do about it because I'm a body. You get it? If you move up a little bit, you get to that level of fear, which is, I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I'm imagining these horrible things. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I see the news, and it's a scary world. I imagine it's a scary world, right? If you move up a little bit more, again, we're still in the middle of the circle, the drinking straw stage with all this, because we've identified as the body here. If you move up a little bit more, what you're going to notice is, from fear we have that cravingness. Oh, if only I had this, then I could feel good. Then I'd be happy. Then that cravingness shows up when you identify as a body. A little bit higher up, there's the anger bit. If you've ever imagined being in an argument, defending yourself, having to attack someone else in an argumentative kind of way, again, that's the level of anger. The only way to imagine anger is to identify yourself as a body on some level. And then there's pride. I am so cool because I imagine this, or I will be so cool once I get what I'm imagining. I will be the coolest. You see, all of those indicate that you're at the drinking straw level at that point in time. And what you're going to learn is how to get to the next level. The next level, if you look at the chart, we're going from drinking straw. Again, you see how body is relatively small, and inside of body is those ways that you imagine if you are a body. Okay, you'll have all those things we just talked about show up. If we move up a scale, we experience the mind. And at the level of mind, we've just evolved up to garden hose. You will manifest more effectively at the level of the mind, but there is a trap here as well. You see, at the level of the mind, we start accepting our power. At the level of mind, we start becoming willing to do what it takes. And when we start accepting our power and we become willing to do what it takes, we start to get results in our life. But they're still not as fast, and they're still not as powerful or as big as the ones that we really want. And that's because we've identified with the level of the mind. The level of the mind has you imagining, You know, the level of the mind is what I mostly accessed back when I was a young martial artist. I would imagine throwing the kick. I would perfectly. I would imagine scoring. I would imagine passing the test. If you're imagining activity, and you have the attitude of, yeah, I've accepted that I am the primary factor, the dominant factor in my world, and I'm willing to do what it takes to make a difference. I see myself willing to do what it takes. You're at the level of the mind. And often at this level, we experience seeing our body in the imaginings as well. The key is to move up to the next level. And you'll notice the next level, the circle keeps getting bigger. The body circle's really small. The mind circle's bigger because we move from drinking straw to garden hose. And what we want to do is move up to the level of love. And in the level of love, there are a couple things that tend to show up. One is a new understanding of forgiveness. Because you get that, you know, the only reason anyone does something stupid, you or anybody else, is because of what you're imagining in the world. And once you get that, it's not that you forgive them or you forgive you, it's that forgiveness is automatic. You get that I was just functioning or they were just functioning from a very faulty imagining. No big deal. So forgiveness starts to show up when we start to open up to that level of fire hose. Another thing that shows up is caring. We really get that there really is no such thing as imagining for another. We get that this is where oneness starts to show up, because we get, if I imagine good for you right now, my body experiences pleasure. My body experiences relief. My entire being does. And so imagining lovingly, caringly for another, for a seeming other, immediately starts to change the world around me, which includes my physical body. And the third thing that shows up when we start to explore at the level of love, manifesting at that level of the fire hose, is an appreciation of beauty. You know, Victoria and I have clocked for quite some time that it's easy for us to manifest stuff for the garden, money for the garden, help for the garden, because we love our garden. And we've noticed when we apply this to business, when we apply this to other areas of life, the manifesting again becomes very easy, very rapid, very complete. And, it's just like, I manifested a free car repair. And I didn't do it at the level of the body or the mind. I just love my car, and I love business people, and I love win-wins. And, literally, it was at the level of love that I got a free car repair. So part of the key with this is, again, you want to move from drinking straw to garden hose to fire hose. This course is going to help you do that. You're going to see some options below. And if this intrigues you, if you feel curious about this, dive in, because it's going to be a heck of a really cool exploration. The format of this course is going to be, in a way, way different than Manifesting Mastery. But if you got some goodies for Manifesting Mastery and you want to take it a level higher, check out the options below and dive in. It'll be great to work with you. Have a wonderful day. See ya.